This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
Thank you for being with us today. Of course, every day we appreciate it very, very much. I'm very excited to welcome to the program. I read this piece yesterday and I almost fell out of the chair. Sharon Weinberger is with me. She's one of the authors of a news piece from Yahoo News. Suspected SARS virus and flu samples found in luggage. FBI report describes China's biosecurity risk. Sharon Weinberger, welcome to Talk Radio 1210. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning and thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Excellent reporting on this. So give us the details. I mean, you begin by opening with what happened in November of 2018 when Customs and Border Protection at Detroit Metro Airport stopped the Chinese biologist.
Right. So basically, the report details three cases, including the one you just mentioned, of CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, stopping Chinese scientists who were coming into the country with vials of pathogens in their luggage. In the case that you just mentioned in Detroit, the person had been deceptive to CBP officers, and after questioning and after examining the vials, they believed there was SARS and MERS, this dangerous respiratory disease, that there were samples of that in the vials the scientist was carrying. And they were worried that this was part of an alarming trend they talk about generally with foreign scientists, but the three cases that they detail in this report that we obtained from last year were all Chinese scientists.
You also mentioned, in addition to having the severe acute respiratory syndrome material, SARS, they also had the Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, I guess is probably how you pronounce it, according to this unclassified FBI tactical intelligence report. And then this involves now the Chemical and Biological Intelligence Unit of the FBI's Weapons of Mass Destruction Directorate, which sounds incredibly scary, by the way, the name of that. And it makes me think that obviously the first concern of the government was, is this biological warfare?
Well, of course, that is part of the scary, but also the confusing part of the report. So the report specifically talks about biosecurity concerns. In the United States, we talk about biosecurity precisely when we're thinking about, bioterrorism, biowarfare. The report also talks about biosecurity, which is the idea of a pathogen accidentally escaping from a lab. So the fact that they specifically classify this as a possible biosecurity threat means that the FBI is at least worried that, this sort of illicit, bringing vials into the country illicitly could be a dual-use threat, a biowarfare threat. But they don't detail it. And I think that's part, and part of the report says, we're worried about this, we're looking at it. They're not saying, by no means, and I want to make that very clear, not to be alarmist, are they saying that, China is trying to lodge biowarfare against the United States. The FBI has long been concerned, and some people say perhaps too much so in terms of focusing on Chinese scientists or Chinese-American scientists, but the United States has long been concerned about Chinese biological work in the United States, whether in the form of, whether furthering espionage, or in this case, there appear to be dual-use concerns.
The COVID-19 that we're dealing with right now is a SARS virus, right?
It's a coronavirus.
Okay. The SARS-like symptoms that were first reported by the doctor in China who wound up, becoming the whistleblower, and she was very, very concerned about this. This report came out well before all of this, right? I mean, these scientists were carrying the suspected SARS and MERS samples before coronavirus, the first case, as far as we know, ever hit our shores, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to make very clear, we were sort of hesitant to run this because we felt it was a very important, you know, that the FBI was concerned about this, was worth reporting on.
Right.
But the report is early November, which was a few months before China. It may have been, I think, mid-November is when they now say perhaps the first coronavirus case occurred in China, but the identification was later, I believe, in December. So this report was before certainly the FBI or the United States or even China at that point realized that there was a novel coronavirus that was infecting people.
It does make me think to myself, though, that obviously, you know, if China was trying to either use espionage or trying to do this for purposes of biological warfare or anything else, you know, these kind of viruses, the way that they spread so quickly, the way that they're so able to be, I mean, the fact that they could sneak them into the country, theoretically, had this Chinese scientist, these three, not been stopped, had they not been found, I mean, we don't know if there are others that came in with other viruses, other samples. We just don't know that. We only know the ones that we found, right?
Certainly. I mean, I think the implication of the report is, you know, as is anything when something is sort of smuggled into the country, is that if you identify three cases, there are exponentially more that you have not identified. I mean, I think there's two things that are important to highlight in that case. I think the larger concern is, in essence, sort of a biosecurity one. One of the, you know, of course, there's the weird, you know, the biological war that, you know, coronavirus is biological warfare that I think has been thoroughly and properly debunked. But a non-conspiracy theory is that this could have been, you know, these coronaviruses are collected in China, that it could have been a lab accident or a lab worker accidentally infecting themselves. We don't know that. But biosecurity has long been a concern for the Chinese government. So that's one issue. The second issue is, I must say, when we interviewed scientists, those, I would say, who sort of focused on China issues did find this concerning. When we spoke to just general scientists, some of them said, you know, well, that's how we bring things in. We do it through our hand luggage. I think, however, they're being too cavalier. The report makes clear that the scientists who did this were being deceptive, that they didn't declare the vials, and that even under questioning, it took a little bit for them to admit what was in their luggage. So I don't want to go overboard on what the claims were. But on the other hand, it is concerning.
Oh, without question, it is. Absolutely. I'm talking to Sharon Weinberger. She's one of the co-authors of this piece from Yahoo News. Entitled Suspected SARS Virus and Flu Samples Found in Luggage, FBI Report Describes China's Biosecurity Risk. Yeah, you know, to your point about the lab issue, right? I mean, you write this point that they don't exclude the possibility that the virus's spread, talking about COVID-19 now, started from poor biosecurity in China. The leading theory is that the virus jumped from wildlife to humans, that you get into, the wet market, live animal market issue. But there's also the possibility that the virus entered the human population through accidental infection of a lab worker carrying out field collection or an accident by a lab worker characterizing the sample in a laboratory. What's interesting about that is that as you write about the FBI's focus on China biosecurity, it seems to me like there's an issue of deliberate, but also how easy it could be if somebody wanted to get a sample out to sell on the black market or something like that. So my question is, what kind of security do they have at their labs? And if this was an accident on this one, right? How do we know the next one from China won't be deliberate? You know, somebody wants to buy a sample. Somebody purposely wants to get a sample out. Is the FBI concerned about that at all?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is why they have the WMD directorate. You know, their primary job is, and their concern is, people bringing in dangerous materials for nefarious purposes in the United States. That's absolutely a concern. I think what we've seen, like sort of how this pandemic sort of snuck up on us, was there was a lot of, you know, particularly after in the years after 9/11, there was a lot of concern about biowarfare. There was a big emphasis on it. And, you know, like everything, when the threat doesn't seem real, it sort of fades into the horizon. I want to be careful. I think that the legitimate concern of scientists we spoke to was whether the FBI would or could start profiling Chinese American scientists. I think there has been some evidence of that. But the FBI's concerns about WMD, about biowarfare. I mean, I think it is good that they're taking this seriously. I think what will happen in, you know, in light of the pandemic is some of these threats that we've sort of brushed aside for years will again take front and center attention.
We have to, no doubt about it. Now, tell us, if you would, who Charles Lieber is and why he's relevant to all this.
So Charles Lieber is a very prominent Harvard scientist. So, I mean, the context of all of this is that there are a lot of Justice Department cases aimed at either Chinese scientists or American or North American scientists working with Chinese colleagues. So Charles Lieber, a prominent Harvard professor, has been charged with lying about his contacts or basically his funding from China on his work. I think what's interesting about his case is a lot of the people that the Justice Department have targeted so far have been either Chinese nationals in some of these cases or Chinese American scientists. The bigger concern that the Justice Department is going after is that China is using funding and contacts with American institutions and American scientists for basically biological espionage, a mix of, you know, stealing trade secrets, taking information that the U.S. government paid for, that American institutions paid for, and taking it for their own. And that's been a lot. Some of these cases have been going on for a while, but there's been an uptick in them over the past year. And then the Justice Department is proud to say there's an uptick after them. They've been going after these cases aggressively.
You also mentioned Saudi Arabia in here, too, and it's important for people to remember, too. You know, there's the SARS virus, and then the Middle East respiratory syndrome, the MERS virus. You talk about how there were also samples from a lab in Maine regarding flu viruses from Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, you know, this was a counterpoint that one professor that we interviewed spoke to, who was trying to make the point that, okay, so, you know, this is not so unusual, but actually, I mean, I think it's a hard point to prove. So he used the example of this Maine lab who had illegally imported flu virus from Saudi Arabia. But that case was from, I think, 2004 or 2005. So we're talking about 15 years in the past. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm not, some scientists, as I said, weren't that shocked by this. But when, you know, you actually press them to give cases, they're few and far between. I still think that we should be shocked by the cases detailed in the FBI report without jumping to overly dark conclusions. I just think they should be taken seriously.
Oh, there's no question about it. Sharon Weinberger is the D.C. bureau chief at Yahoo News, and she's my guest right now. Suspected SARS virus and flu samples found in luggage. FBI report describes China's biosecurity risk. You know, the woman who was tracking down these bats in China and studying the various illnesses that they can transmit, her first reaction when she heard about the virus outbreak in Wuhan was, was this from our lab? Did something get loose in our lab? So it's not crazy to think that that could have happened. It's also not crazy to think that in the future, if a country wanted to use a bioweapon against us, gosh, one of these viruses, a coronavirus, a SARS virus, I mean, the way that they spread so easily, it's almost like the perfect bioweapon because it doesn't kill a lot of people. It gets a lot of people very sick, and the infection rates are so high. It's almost like the perfect weapon in some ways, you know?
Well, so yes and no. I mean, it's perfect in that, you know, look, the global economy is tanking, societies are under a lot of pressure. There are going to be changes in governments around the world as a result of this, is my theory. But on the other hand, when we talk about a perfect weapon, if you think about a perfect weapon, that's the weapon that kills all your enemies but leaves you alone. China has been badly hurt by this. So I think one of the many reasons why people discount this being a weapon is twofold. A is that, you know, when they've actually examined the virus, it doesn't have any, you know, you can tell when something is engineered. But the other issue is a little bit of common sense. Like, this has hurt, you know, China certainly didn't want to tank its economy. But what this does, and what you're saying, that it's absolutely right, is that there have long been concerns about synthetic biology, engineering new viruses. Could you create a virus that attacks one population but leaves yours alone? Some of this sounds like science fiction, and I'm one science degree short of saying how science fiction it is, but this is what people are studying, is can you engineer these things?
Well, this is a terrific piece. You're a terrific guest, and I really appreciate your thoughts and all this. Sharon Weinberger, D.C. Bureau Chief of Yahoo News. Where can people find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm at WeinbergerSA. Just Sharon Weinberger on Twitter.
Great. We'll follow you, and I'll post a link to this piece as well. Suspected SARS virus and flu samples found in luggage. FBI report describes China's biosecurity risk. Very well balanced, and you did a great job with this because, you know, to your point, certainly this could have gone in a million directions. I think you did a nice job of laying out the facts with this.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Well done, and thanks for joining me in Philadelphia. Appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.